The law is fuzzy on what happens if Powell leaves without a confirmed successor. Jerome Powell's four-year term as Federal Reserve Chair expires on May 15, 2026. The Senate Banking Committee will hold Kevin Warsh's confirmation hearing on April 21, less than 4 weeks before Powell's clock runs out. The Wall Street Journal reported on April 16 that the Federal Reserve Act does not clearly spell out what happens if a chair's term ends before a successor is confirmed, and that legal scholars disagree on the default outcome. Crypto markets have spent the past week pricing a dovish transition that is now running into procedural risk. Bitcoin traded at $74,130 as of April 16, up 4.37% over the past 7 days. Ethereum sat at $2,330, up 6.6% on the week. XRP jumped 4.84% in 24 hours to 142. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 54, neutral. Those moves line up with an assumption that monetary authority will transfer cleanly from Powell to Warsh, without a policy gap. What the Federal Reserve Act actually says. The statute is specific about term length and appointment process, but thin on continuity. Under Section 10 of the Federal Reserve Act, the chair is appointed from among sitting governors for a four-year term. The statute lets a governor continue serving on the Board of Governors after a chair term expires, provided the governor's 14-year board seat has not ended. Powell's governor seat runs through January 31, 2028, so he can stay on the board even if he is no longer chair. What the act does not say is whether Powell could continue to act as chair after May 15, 2026 in the absence of a confirmed successor. There is no explicit holdover provision for the chairmanship itself, the way there is for some other federal offices. The Vacancies Reform Act, which governs acting officials at executive branch agencies, does not cleanly apply to the Fed because the central bank is structured as an independent agency with a statute of its own. That leaves three plausible paths if the Senate does not confirm Warsh by May 15th. Powell could continue to serve as chair pending a successor, citing custom and the absence of any statute forcing him out. The vice chair, currently Philip Jefferson, could assume acting chair duties. Or the White House could appoint an acting chair from among sitting governors. Each path has different legal risk, and none has been tested in modern practice. Why the Senate timeline is tight: Warsh's April 21st hearing is the first step. Senate banking typically holds a committee vote a week or two after a hearing, followed by a floor vote scheduled by leadership. The compressed path from hearing to confirmation has run in as little as 3 weeks for non-controversial picks. Warsh is unlikely to be non-controversial. His financial disclosure, filed April 14, showed holdings in Solana, Polymarket, DYDX, Polychain Capital, Blast, Optimism, and several other crypto positions, alongside a net worth between $131 million and $209 million. Democratic senators are expected to press him on the crypto portfolio, on his past criticism of Fed independence, and on his positions during the 2008 financial crisis. Even a straightforward confirmation timeline would have the floor vote landing in mid to late May, right at the edge of Powell's term. If the vote slips into June, the Fed faces its first genuine chair term expiry without a confirmed successor since the institution's modern structure was set in 1935. The crypto trading read-through channels connect Fed chair continuity to crypto prices. The first is rate policy expectations. Warsh has signaled a less hawkish stance on rates than some alternatives the White House considered. Bitcoin's rally from the low 70s back toward 75 has partly reflected that assumption. A procedural delay does not erase the policy bias, but it does delay when markets can price committed guidance from a confirmed chair. The second is Treasury yields and stablecoin economics. Stablecoin reserves sit largely in short-dated Treasuries. Circle's USDC and Tether's USDT generate yield from those Treasuries, and that yield moves with Fed policy. A confirmed new chair with a known policy path lets issuers and institutional holders project revenue. A lame duck or acting chair creates a window where commitment is harder. The third is dollar liquidity. Crypto benches its valuations in dollars, and dollar liquidity conditions are set primarily by the Fed. A clean handoff preserves the current liquidity trajectory. A contested handoff invites volatility, particularly around the May 15th date if it passes without a resolution. What to watch between now and May 15th, April 21st, Warsh confirmation hearing. Market reaction will depend on how he frames monetary policy and his crypto holdings. Late April, Senate Banking Committee vote. A party line vote signals a tougher floor path. A bipartisan vote signals speed. Early May, Senate floor vote window. A vote before May 15th resolves the continuity question cleanly. May 15th, Powell's chair term expires. If no successor is confirmed, the Fed and the White House will have to pick a path that has no modern precedent. For crypto traders, the immediate read is that the BTC rally is running on an outcome that is probable, but not yet certain. The same is true for ETF and XRP moves driven by the same dovish transition narrative. If the Senate timeline holds, the prices hold. If it slips, the market will have to reprice a scenario nobody has a template for.